This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's Veterans Day today, and we wanted to bring you a story in the spirit of the day. It's not about parades or commemorations, though, but business. A veterans-only business in California, making wine. Artie Shahani pays a visit to a company called, appropriately enough, Valor.
I say Sangiovese wine grapes, and you probably don't think veterans. Joshua Lane is trying to change that.
Welcome to Valor Winery. Would you like to start at the beginning?
Lane is a 28-year-old former Marine who's made a career change. With $5,000 in savings and a bunch of credit cards, he and a few military buddies started this company, Valor Winery.
Right now I'm using very hot water to rinse and sanitize our bottling machine here.
Valor grows grapes on 5 acres in Livermore, California, and also buys from local growers. The vets make and bottle wine in this warehouse at the far corner of an industrial park.
If you wanted to go sit up on a hill and taste wine and look out over the vineyards, no, that's not what we do here.
Lane says annual sales total about $300,000, and the vets are getting ready to expand into beer with a new brewery. But the startup is about more than making money. Co-founder Kevin Franklin, a medic in Iraq, says it's a safe place for many vets who don't trust veteran services.
If I go up to a doc asking, hey, look, I'm freaking out, I'm losing it, you know, I'm looking for help, well, that could be on your permanent record. Have you ever been committed or anything like that? When in reality, all you were looking for is a friend to talk to.
Though the winery does try to connect veterans with formal services. Hiring mainly vets raises management challenges. One man had his lower body blown off in war, so Lane needs to get him a special wheelchair. Many vets struggle with alcohol, so Lane finds himself giving this lecture quite a bit.
You can go out and get hammered, fine, but do not forget the fact that when you're out there, you represent my company.
Valor Winery is named after the cherished military virtue. But veterans making wine? That defies the delicate, cultivated image of California's wine industry. While political parties and police departments are starting to buy the Valor brand for their events, wine is still a tough market to break into. Valor's chief of marketing is Lane's grandfather, Korean War vet George Lane. And when he pitches to restaurants, he gets a lot of...
Oh, we just ordered some from blah, blah. And it's been very disappointing. But we keep plugging away, and we're going to do it.
So how are they doing? To find out, I went to an expert.
My name is Blake Gray. I am the world's best online wine writer.
W. Blake Gray is part of the California wine establishment, and I asked him to do a blind taste test. He brought a bottle from the vineyards of Italy. I brought Valor's signature Sangiovese. He doesn't know which is which.
I'm not going to say it's exciting. At this point, I would call it competent.
The next wine gets this analogy.
The lead guitarist jumping in to join the band.
The verdict?
I, given the choice, would probably have both of these in front of me for the whole meal and see which I like better at the end, but I'm betting at this point it would be right.
The one on the right is the Valor label. Back at the winery, after a couple of hours of bottling and dropping a few bottles, the younger Lane pours everyone a drink. In Livermore, California, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.
Check out what the winery looks like and the Valor wall at our website, marketplace.org.